Welcome to Dad's Slightly Warped Bedtime Stories. I'm Story Dad, father of three kids and storyteller. This is a story about an insecure teddy bear who is worried that he isn't fashionable enough. What happens if the fashion police come for him?
Should I tell a story?
Mm-hmm.
Once there was, and twice there wasn't, a little teddy bear with a polka dot tie and beans in his butt, which made him sit down nice and firmly. Hump. But when he walked, they kind of rattled. So he wondered if he should be embarrassed about that or not. He met up with his friends and said, "Look at my butt. Listen to it. It's got little beans in there. Should I be embarrassed about that?" And everyone said, "No, I don't think so. Do you feel embarrassed about them?" "No, not really. It's just a little strange, so I've never met anyone else with beans in their butt. Wait, I even have some beans in my paws. Why do I have beans in my paws?" "I don't know," said his friends. "Maybe you shouldn't worry about it." "Yeah, maybe I'm being too sensitive about things that don't matter. Maybe I should be more concerned about this bow tie around my neck that has polka dots on it." "Why should you be concerned about that?" "Because maybe that's out of style and I'm really committing a fashion felony." And his friend said, "What? A fashion felony?" "Yes. And the fashion SWAT team might descend from the ceiling or come bursting in through the windows or doors and throwing in flashbang grenades and tell me to get down on the ground and remove that bow tie because it is committing a fashion felony." And his friend said, "I've never heard of that before. I don't think that's a thing."
"They probably just arrest you or give you a ticket."
"They might just give him a ticket." But he said, "That does it. I don't care if I'm committing a fashion felony or not. I'm going to walk around with beans in my paws and my butt and this polka dot tie around my neck. And I'm not going to care what any of you guys say. Hey, you look silly with the beans in your paws and butt and that polka dot tie around your neck." The bear turned slowly and looked at the source of that voice. And he said, "I don't care what you think, not one bit." And they looked at each other, and their faces went closer and closer to each other and closer. And then suddenly they started kissing. Mwah, mwah, mwah. "Wait, what just happened?" "I don't know. That was weird. Let's not do that anymore." "Okay." Confusion reigned supreme. And all of a sudden, bang, 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 the door burst open. And dudes came running in. "Get down on the ground, get down on the ground, go, go, go." He said, "Oh no, it's a fashion police, it's a fashion police. I'll take the tie off, I swear, officers, I swear. And I didn't mean to kiss him, I really didn't, I'm sorry, officers." "What are you talking about?" said the policeman. "No, we're just in here to serve a federal search warrant. We've heard that somebody's got little beans in their paws and in their butt, and thereby committing a fashion felony, is to be taken in and arrested." And the little bear said, "That's not me. This guy over here that kissed me, he's got beans." "No, what do you mean? What do you mean? No, no, no. Get him, get him, get him." Officer dudes just dragged that poor guy out. And briefly, he felt sort of sad about that and a little guilty that he had turned him in to the police. And then he thought, "Nah, that's no big deal. Wait a minute, I do feel kind of bad about that. Police officers, what? It's me. I have the beans in my paws and the beans in my butt. It's me." So they dragged in his friend and pushed him. He said, "You're the one guy who has all the beans." "Yes, right here, look. I got beans." "Okay. Well, since you did the right thing and you told us the truth, we're not going to arrest you. Instead, we're going to give you a special award. Ooh, really? Yes, for being such an honest citizen. Oh, nice. What do I get? You get a chocolate bar. It's been in Peter's pocket. Ooh, Peter Pocket chocolate bar. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Ooh, it's warm.
And it's rotten.
And it's melty. Thank you. I appreciate that. And then all the SWAT team officers left the house. And then the bear said, ah, who wants some melty chocolate bar? And everyone wanted some. And he shared it. Everyone's happy. The end.
Thank you for listening to The Teddy Bear's Fashion Felony. Now go check out some of my other stories.